Hear that? This is Carla Stanley with Kachemak Bay Birders, and this is our bird of the month for July, the Arctic tern. And this bird annually travels all the way from Alaska to Antarctica and back again. That's over 31,000 miles round trip. They travel the coastlines or the interior waterways through North America into Central America, down to the tip of Argentina in South America, before they travel across to Argentina. Some choose to stop along the way and hang out. Some of them even overwinter there. Habitat is the natural environment in which birds live, including all plant life, landforms, climate, and other wildlife. A habitat must include all four necessities for a bird's survival: food, water, shelter, and nesting areas to hatch and raise their young. Food depends on the species. It can be insects, flower, nectar, other little birds, and mammals. The Arctic tern eats small fish and invertebrates. Its choice for water is open, shallow bodies of water with islands where it can build its nest and hear the predators coming. Shelter and nesting sites depend on the type of bird. It may be cliffs for seabirds, hollow trees or snags, tall trees, vegetation to hide ground nesters, burrows, and birdhouses. If you go to the Tern Lake at the intersection of the Sterling and Seward highways in summer, you can watch terns hovering and diving to catch small fish in order to feed their chicks. Birds also need suitable nesting materials, which includes twigs, feathers, fur, grasses, and mud. Nest sites must be also away from disturbances and hopefully secure from predators. Non-migratory birds like our chickadees and nuthatches stay in the same habitat year-round, but may adjust their diet and location to what is available. Migratory birds, on the other hand, must change habitats seasonally to go to the perfect place for the survival of their young and have an environment rich with food. These birds face many obstacles as they travel on their journeys, which may take months. Drought, storms, predators, media towers, windmills, buildings with reflective windows, and inadequate food and water take their toll on millions, if not billions, of migratory birds. Finding a place to rest and refuel has become more and more difficult with loss of habitat. What can we do to help these birds as they transit from one location to another to sustain their population? Starting with your own home, can you provide the four needs for a good habitat for birds? Can you add netting or images to your windows that prevent bird strikes? How about your yard? Can you add brush piles to your space or allow dead trees standing to enhance choices for nesting or sheltering birds? Can you keep your cat inside? Can you keep your dog on a leash when there are shorebirds and ground nesters around? Can you add diversity of landscaping as well as lots of native plants to your yard to support wildlife? Even the smallest steps we can take perhaps help a few birds to survive. Remember, when you hear this sound, that's the Arctic tern, our bird of the month. And this is Carla Stanley signing off for Bird Rhythms.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities for our 2018 Year of the Bird. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, kachemakbaybirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Kachemak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.